The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game right here at Visa, the sports betting network, just like the man said. Visa.com, the Visa app, wherever you're taking us in. In the VSiN universe, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, producer number 7. Jason Kahn is here as well.
Good morning, Gil. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I don't give you the chance to say good morning these last couple days. My bad, man.
I took it.
You did. You grabbed it. Great show today, Jason. Let's do it from back forward. Actually, we don't have to do it that way. Preston Johnson will join us momentarily. Let's do it chronologically. Preston Johnson will join us from Betts TV. Every time we have Preston on, I got to ask him, what are you up to now? What are you doing now, man? So Preston will give us the update there. We'll get all his thoughts on the NBA playoffs. And this Kemba trade this morning, I suppose we should ask him about as well. Preston Johnson momentarily coming up on the show to talk basketball. Todd Wishnev will join us this hour as well. That's always fun. From his mom's cork attic somewhere in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we'll find out what Todd is betting. The everyman. See what he's up to betting-wise these days on his in-game train. Mark Borchardt from an undisclosed location somewhere in the desert. He will talk baseball with us as well. And then from the course at Torrey Pines for the U.S. Open, Matt Youmans joining the show this morning to get the man-on-the-scene account of just how it's going down there at Torrey Pines after one round. Not a complete one round because some guys are still on the course. Louis Oosthuizen perhaps most famously in a tie for the lead with Russell Henley at 4-under. He's got two more holes to play in his first round. So we'll get Youmans on the course. That'll be fun. And then Vinny Maliulo always to close things out. But as always this week, Paul Carr also to close things out with us to talk Euro Cup 2020. Sweden and Slovakia 0-0 right now as the closing moments of the first half wind down, if you have any action on that one. Let me start the show with a couple baseball picks. By the way, best thing about doing this show in the morning is every morning I come in now, Jason immediately repeats some ridiculous topic that's on mainstream media show. Hey, Gil, is Chris Middleton the best number two of all time? Got to wade through Jason's inane questions. He's doing it for comedy, though. Here are my two picks in baseball today, and we'll get I'll run these by Mark Borchardt later, and I can let the hate wash over me if he doesn't like them. But I'm on the Giants tonight. At Oracle, I'm on Johnny Cueto and the Giants, -129. The Giants, best team in the National League. Vying, as always, for best team in the American League in terms of their record, and just full of magic, that franchise. Johnny Cueto and the Giants tonight, minus 129 at home against the Phillies. Cueto on the season, doing Cueto things. You know, the ERA is not what it used to be. It's 4. The fielding independence a little better at 3.78. But nothing wrong with a 4.8% walk rate. The Ks are on the low end of his career this year, 18.2%. But this is really a fate of Vince Velasquez more than anything. Velasquez this year, a 5.28 fielding independent. Again, when you talk advanced stats, the nice thing about them is they conform very nicely to baseball card stats and ERA. Same sort of scale. If you're a 3 or better, you're really good at baseball. If you're a 4, you're kind of middle of the road. If you're 5 or north of 5 in terms of your fielding independent, you're not really good at baseball. And Vince Velasquez, not really good at baseball this year. The walk rate is soaring, 12.9%. So Giants at the low price of minus 129, home on a Friday night. I will take the San Francisco Giants. And then I am going to the well with, ready for this, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Arizona Diamondbacks back at home. Plus 175 against Trevor Bauer and the LA Dodgers. This is twofold. One, Trevor Bauer, coincidence or not, since all this stuff came out? I don't know. But Trevor Bauer, in his last 3 starts, has given up 3 earned runs. 3 earned runs, 4 earned runs, been much more, how can I put this, mere mortal than one might assume of him. And while his ERA is 2.64 this year, his fielding independent is 3.80. Why? Because of a ridiculously fortunate 2.11 batting average on balls in play. There's no way that's sustainable. 2.11 is way low. League average always around 298, 299. So 2.11, it's a fade on the one hand of Trevor Bauer, but it's the Diamondbacks coming home. And we just sort of speak in generalizations when we talk about the Diamondbacks, this epic futility on the road. And it is, in fact, that. But as we will learn again, we will reiterate when Mark Borchardt comes on, there's a reason why that's happening. Now, you can never predict a massive streak like the Diamondbacks are having, which is, you know, epic and historical on the road. You can never predict there won't be one win along the way. But there is a reason why it's happening. And because when you go up and down the Arizona Diamondbacks lineup, we talk about the Rockies players being conformed to their ballpark. The Diamondbacks brass has gotten offensive players that conform to that ballpark in Arizona in a way that you won't believe. By the way, it's Gil Alexander. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo Sling Game Plus, iHeartRadio, all down the line. We appreciate you taking us in. But the Diamondbacks weighted RC Plus up and down their lineup, so much better at home than it is on the road. And it's all by design. It just has gone way worse on the road than the Diamondbacks brass could have ever expected it to go. So the Diamondbacks are pick number 2. Giants minus 129, Diamondbacks plus 175. Let's talk some basketball. Let's bring him in from his latest endeavor, but you can always find him on Twitter at Sports Cheetah. It's Preston Johnson. Good morning, Preston. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Got his Dodgers hat on. I'm fading the Dodgers, and he's mocking me with his Dodgers hat right off the top. We didn't plan that. What are you doing these days, Preston? What's the latest? What are you up to?
By the way, Trevor Bauer, Hart High School alum, along with me. So I'm always a Trevor Bauer fan on top of the fact that it's Dodgers. So good luck tonight. I'm doing a few different things. But main thing right now, Betts TV is kind of my new project that I'm working on, doing a few different shows out of there. The main one we shot this week is called Who Wants to Be a Betting Extraordinaire. Sounds kind of like what it is. We give people a chance to make picks every day. They call in, and if they can ladder up and get correct picks over the course of 7 days, we give them $25,000. So that's what we're working on right now. We had 13 contestants this week on Monday, and it went through Wednesday, and everyone fell off. So we're starting right back up next Monday, and we'll shoot another kind of series of Who Wants to Be a Betting Extraordinaire. But it's just been fun kind of interacting with the audience, trying a few new things out, and seeing what kind of shows can catch on and what works.
Wait, let me rewind that back, because I think people will appreciate that clarification. What must they do to win $25,000?
It's not that hard. You call in 661-515-BETS is the phone number. You call it. Follow me on Twitter. I'll post. It'll go live when we go live. But you call in, and we have a question of the day. So, for example, last Monday it was Sixers -3, Hawks +3, Clippers -5, Jazz +5. I think those were the 4 spreads. And they just had to pick a winner. And if they're right, out of the 13, 6 of them were, you get into day 2. and you ladder up. And then on day two, it was a matter of which team scores the most points. And we did an MLB underdog day, and we did a props day. And if you get through 3 days correctly, you get $250. If you get through 5 days, you get $2,500. And if you get 7 winners in a row, you get $25,000. So it's a free shot of money. Might as well try, give it a call.
Okay, and then one further clarification. What is Last Word Cheetah? Is that a show you're still in concept on? What's that?
Yeah, so that's going to be kind of a separate show where I'm also just engaging with callers and letting them just kind of talk through their games, kind of old school radio meets sports betting, right, where they can kind of drive the content, drive the games they want to talk about. I'll probably give out more of like my personal opinions in that show in that setting, but that'll be a live show. That's going to be basically every weekday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern.
Okay.
And Betting Extraordinaire will be an hour after that.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah. By the way, last and final question before we get to this Kemba Walker trade first, and then the NBA playoffs. Does it bother you that primetime action producer Kelly Bidlin has stolen your look? Is that upsetting you in any way?
I think you asked me that last time I was on, and someone sent me a picture or texted me a picture.
Oh, yeah, we did those side by side. That's
close.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. Just wanted
to
say.
He says he gets mistaken for me in the sports book.
He does. He walked out here and someone was killing him because I guess you had the audacity to have a wrong pick, and they were just murdering him out here at the South Point. It was you. He's taking your bullets for you. All right, the Celtics this morning trading Kemba Walker. Let's just get this out of the way. The number 16 pick in this year's draft and a 2025 second rounder to the Thunder for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second round pick. So Brad Stevens with his first shot across the bow. What do you make of that? Anything?
At first, I was like, well, they got the salary dump of Kemba Walker, but I actually looked right before the call. They have the same amount of years remaining. I thought Kemba had an extra year. They did shed, I think, about $10 million overall, and so they had to give up the, I think, 16th pick for that. Moses Brown, I guess, like he had a 20-20 game during the whole tankathon from the Thunder late this season. Like maybe there's something there, but I guess it's a shed of the $10 million, and the fact that they think Horford can at least be more helpful than Kemba Walker can at this point, which maybe it's possible. His numbers haven't been very good since he left Boston. Brad's maybe still living in the old days. I don't know. Very intriguing to see how it all plays out. But in the end, I don't think it's necessarily like a big, difference maker for either side.
Moses Brown, I think, had 19 boards in a first half against the Celtics in March. So one of those where he played well against the team he's being traded to. All right. Last night, Milwaukee 104, Brooklyn 89 to even up the best of 7 Eastern Conference semifinal at 3 games apiece. Game 7. Wow. Game 7 tomorrow. It's going to be a standalone 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. I am seeing a pick'em. And much of that is probably because we don't exactly know who's playing. We don't know if Kyrie is, I guess. That's the number right now. How do you feel about that?
So, I mean, it closed, -1.5 on the Bucks side in Game 5 in a similar situation, assuming Kyrie ends up, not being able to play Game 7. We've seen James Harden play twice, and he's absolutely nowhere close to 100%, despite his ability to, I think he had 4 or 5 steals, 8 assists. He did make a couple threes. He got to the free throw line a little bit. But his, they basically just went into KD ISO for seems like 2/3 of their plays in that game. And just, unless KD has that monster game like he did in Game 5, I think the Bucks should be a small favorite. So I know it opened at, I believe it was Westgate opened first at -1.5, and now it's kind of trickled back to around pick in the market. But I think unless Kyrie plays, the Bucks should end up being a small favorite here. And like just looking at the numbers last night, I believe they shot 21% from three and they still won pretty easily. So they still, on uncontested threes the entire series, they're shooting 29%, when in the regular season they shot 40%. So they've shot pretty far under expectation relative to what they did in the regular season. We're talking uncontested threes. We're not talking about the ones the Nets are rotating correctly and making tough on them. Uncontested threes, the Bucks are still shooting way under expectation. So I think they're the better team at this point without Kyrie and with Harden maybe at, 51%? It's just I don't see it unless KD can just have another monster game.
If you lean the Bucks, would you make a futures play on the Bucks right now to win it all?
Because the Hawks are maybe going to actually end up winning this thing tonight.
Among other things,
It's a fair question. I definitely may have done that post Game 4 before Game 5, and then they ended up choking it away, and the Nets took that one. But I don't think it's – man, let's just talk for a minute about this in general. When have we ever had an NBA season or playoffs where every 24 hours it feels like – favorite changes. At first it was, well, the Suns, they've looked the best. The chemistry's great. And then you find out about Chris Paul. And then you find out, oh, wow, Kawhi Leonard might be out. And it's like, well, then it must be the Jazz. Wow, the Jazz are just going to waltz into the NBA Finals. And then they lose anyway to the Clippers. And then
it's, you have unbelievable.
Losing 26-point leads to the Hawks. Like, I have no idea really what to expect, or futures bets in general. You can make an argument for all seven of these teams, which is just absolutely amazing when it's all said and done as a fan just to watch.
Well, I think that's the most salient point of all this, and I hate to keep making it because we're obviously, we have to fill content, we want to make bets, and we want to say something intelligent, but really that's the topic sense of all this, right? There's never been, forget the NBA, there's never been a postseason like this, and maybe even a regular season, quite frankly, in the NBA, but there's never been a postseason like this in any sport ever. Period. Like, as many, and Malik Andrews had the tweet the other day, you got like seven guys, elite players, who have just, you know, suddenly had to be ruled out, from Kawhi to Kyrie and on and on. And you're right, every day it's like, well, that narrative changed overnight. And so here we are. Game seven is a coin flip tomorrow night between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. About tonight's games, the doubleheader, I mean, equally amazing intrigue on these game sixes. First in Atlanta, as you just alluded to it, the Hawks up in both of these series. Now you have the team that is up 3-2. They're going to be dogs in game six tonight. They will be dogs in game seven, but they are series favorites. And by the way, again, the math actually works out on that. I know that makes people's heads explode, but yeah, that's actually the way this works. But Philadelphia is a 3-point favorite tonight, game six at Atlanta, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. And I guess we're at the point now, Preston, where if Philly's up 20, you know, in the third quarter, it's like now the game starts. I mean, what do you make of this at this point?
Find your best in-game line on the Atlanta side. Yeah, it's been wild to see that. So many, what first time it's ever been a team up at least 18 in back-to-back playoff games and losing both of them. First time there's ever been, you know, a team that went the entire second half and only two players made a field goal. Like, I don't know what to even expect as far as how shook the Sixers could potentially be here. They've just looked so much better for six of the last eight quarters they've played. And then prior to that, they had won, you know, a game and a half. It's so strange. Even game one basically was the reverse, which people remember these leads that they've choked away. Game one, they gave up like 70 in the first half, and the Hawks just absolutely obliterated them. The Hawks were up 29 mid-second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So in a quarter and a half of that game, they played so poorly that they blew a 26-point lead again, right? Where they were down 29, and then they brought it back and they cut it to two with 8 or 9 seconds left. Like, so they almost won that game one. It's such a bipolar type of scenario, and I think Doc Rivers is getting a ton of blame. But in the end, like, I don't know, maybe Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris need to, like, score the basketball or actually shoot the basketball.
Actually shoot to try? Yeah.
Like, they just have to play better. That's what Seth Curry, how do you waste a 36-point Seth Curry game at home and lose that one? It's just so brutal. But I will say, you made the good point about the percentages and win probabilities. This came up in the Clippers-Dallas series as well, and I had people asking me on Twitter, like, how is this team a favorite if they're, you know, a dog here? And it's correct, for sure. Like, these games are close to 50-50, but you have to, you know, kind of project out what is the win probability of a game seven. And for Utah and for Philadelphia, they'd be pretty substantial favorites at home. So that's why they're favorites to win the series.
Let me ask you last thing about Philadelphia, Atlanta. I mean, you're an analytics guy first and foremost, but what the Sixers must be going through mentally at this point, like, when does your handicap, you know, it's always a curious question of handicappers who delve in numbers. When do you take a step back? And this will vary, because again, if I'll take my buddy Dr. Bob at one end of the spectrum, where he's like all numbers, just wears it even as a badge of honor that he doesn't even watch, you know, kind of thing. It's almost robotic. Where do you fall on the spectrum of, okay, even though my numbers may say this, there's no possible way I can put a dime behind a team like the Sixers, given what they've gone through, given what you've seen?
Well, I'll say this. Game five plus three, I have this as a bad number, and I like Atlanta. So
you do? So this wouldn't apply here.
There's even some 3.5s. Like, yeah, I just think in general, this is what was interesting, and I don't know how much time we have if you want to give me a heads up, but Danny Green gets injured, and everyone talks about how this is going to be a good thing for Philadelphia. And I get Danny Green's not the same guy, but he's won a lot of championships. Okay, he can't guard Trae Young very well, but he's a lot better at guarding Bogdanovich or Gallinari or any of the other Hawks. Like, the fact that people were arguing that the loss of Danny Green was going to be a positive for the Sixers was very strange. And I think the market had kind of overreacted to the fact that the Sixers had played 2.5 games of like perfect basketball. And so the Hawks are getting 3, 3.5 at home. Again, they are here. I actually lean that way just from a sheer numbers perspective. I think that's a little disrespectful. The Hawks, now on top of it, again, your question, when do you just kind of bow out of like, I can't back this team? They could be so shook. I generally don't really try to do that anymore. I'm probably very close to the Dr. Bob side then of things, where if the numbers say to bet a team one way or the other, assuming health on everyone you expect to play, I'll just go with it. But this feels like, again, this playoffs is such a unique setup anyways, with all of these different things happening. Like, again, the Suns, they're cruising, right? Cruise control, playing perfect basketball, win, what, 7 in a row? Chris Paul maybe misses a game or two, and on top of that, then he hasn't played basketball because he can't be around his team for 10 days or whatever it may be. How do you back the Suns now? Like, right. All of these little things, it's hard to look back. You don't really have historical data on, you know, the COVID situation during the playoffs when someone tests positive. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of question marks. So I think, if anything, you just kind of play it safe and stay away if you need to.
It's utter chaos, Preston. It is utter chaos. The point about Danny Green, though, I just want to back that up because I can't let that go. And I've probably said this 1,000 times. So again, I hate to repeat sort of my, you know, sort of sayings that I've said before, but it's like, people, that's the biggest handicapping thing that I think people miss about basketball. Basketball is like this puzzle, and I probably said this to you, where it's like, and you know this, it's there's an optimal efficiency to five guys offensively and defensively, and it's like, the example I use always, if you had Wilt, Bill Russell, Big O, Michael Jordan, and LeBron James as your starting five, pick your all-time great starting five, whatever it is, that might not be the best one, but you're not scoring 300 points, right? There's basketball is this puzzle of five guys. And Danny Green, it's very easy for people to just whimsically just wave, they're better off without him. No, man, actually, if you put him on that group of five, actually, maybe they're better. You know, Bill Simmons used to say it. He used to call it the Ewing theory when a star went out, yeah. The fallen star theory. You can actually quantify what he's talking about, right? Like, sometimes on the short term, if you put certain guys in, you're better off with him. I had a debate with Mark Spears years ago, who's now at ESPN, but when it was like, he's like, Rajon Rondo is the most important player on the Celtics. And like every analytics guy would tell you that's like the most ridiculous thing in the world. So I don't know.
Danny Green's like the anti-Rondo to some extent. Like, he just always, like the Lakers last year, the Raptors the year before that, the Spurs for so long. I know he's on good teams as well, but he's that perfect glue guy. And to not have him, and now you're playing Furkan Korkmaz, that supposedly after game five, Doc's like, oh, his defense is a lot better, he's so improved, and he hit a few threes. But like, more Korkmaz, more Thibault, where you're already struggling because Ben Simmons doesn't shoot the ball, and now you can't space when Thibault's on the floor, and Embiid doesn't have as much lift because of his knees, and he's not hitting threes either, so you can't space with Embiid. Like, I don't know. I think the Danny Green thing's a little bigger deal than people made it out to be.
Okay, so just to clarify, you like Milwaukee tomorrow in Game 7. You like Atlanta plus the points or the money line tonight?
+3, the numbers say, small edge there on 3. There was a 3.5 that went to the market, and it just got scooped in the matter of the last 2 minutes. So now it's back to 3. So it sounds like maybe that's going to be the kind of the tipping point or the peak you'll see on the Atlanta side.
All right. One more series to talk about. Could you give me 5 more minutes here after the break?
Sure.
We'll do that. A little short segment here. We'll talk Utah Clippers. Obviously, game 6 to close things out tonight in L.A. No Kawhi. That came down last night after his game 5 absence. Clippers announced yesterday he's officially out for game 6. And again, if it went to 7, we don't know if he'd be available for that. Sprained knee, ACL was thrown out there. We really don't know the extent of that injury. We'll talk Utah and the Clippers, where Utah is a 1.5-point consensus favorite tonight in Game 6 with Preston Johnson. At Sports Cheetah is where you can follow him. And by the way, that's where he's got all the details of that Betts TV thing, where you can win up to $25,000. Coming back on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching. The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep it right here for more of A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
In fact, if you've kept it here, you're here with basketball, hockey, and baseball games every week. It's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada, whatever your sport, whatever your betting style. You're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Just visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. We get tweets. This is John Fitzgibbons. He said he's looking at the schedule for the show today, and there he sees at the end, there, as the staple is always, Vinny Maliula to close things out. He said, slow jam with slow jams. Can't wait to hear how Vinny feels about being in the love zone. Wonder if he realizes he's been in the love zone this whole time. I am told by producer number 7, Jason Kahn, that we have audio from me, 20-plus years ago, actually, introing that CD? Is that what we have?
Oh, that is correct.
Get ready, everybody.
Stay tuned, America.
It's going to get awfully sexy later. Vinny may lose it. Anyway, we'll do that later on in the show. Still four minutes here left with 4 or 5 minutes with Preston Johnson, everybody at Sports Cheetah. Bets TV, his latest endeavor, and it sounds awesome. Preston, tonight, game 2 of the doubleheader. Game 6 back in L.A. Utah and the Clippers. Clippers, like the Hawks, with Philly. Clippers looking to close out the Jazz. Jazz 1.5-point favorites on the road. And again, the splits on the threes from the Jazz in Game 5, just as stark as ever, where they made 17 of 30 from behind the arc in the first half in Game 5. Only led by 5, though, at the break. I mean, that was the smoking gun. And then after the break, behind the arc, 3 of 24. The ultimate live and die by the three. What do you make of Game 6 tonight?
When they teach basketball three-point shooting variants in college down the road, this is the game, or that is the game that they will be showing their students.
Right.
To hit 17 threes in the first half, I think they ended up hitting 3 in the second half, but they were at 1 until like the final minute, and they hit a couple garbage ones during the foul factor. It was absolutely remarkable to see, but some people just think, wow, the Jazz really blew the lead at the same time. It's like they set records in the first half. So you have to kind of compare the two. And in the end, it averaged out to about expectation. Mitchell, this is the first game he's actually been put on the injury report as questionable. Mm-hmm. And Game 5 was the first game he looked like he actually is hurt. I think it's just finally catching up to him. Those first four games, all things considered, and two of them he had to leave early because he tweaked and retweaked the ankle. He was phenomenal, right? Scoring 30 to 47 in four straight games despite that. And he just doesn't look 100%. So even without Kawhi, I think the spread's pretty fair. I will say this, talking about shooting variance and then just actually looking at expected points and shot quality and the pace in these games. The pace in the last three that the Clippers have won and controlled pretty well in general is 94. The Jazz during the regular season were nearly 100 possessions per game. Clippers were like 97.5. It always slows down some in the playoffs, but these last three games have been quite a bit lower. And what we've seen is just kind of some unreal shooting, not only from the Jazz, but even the Clippers have been shooting pretty far above their expectation from three. So if we see a similar pace in 94, we have a Mitchell that's not really 100%. I think it was finally clear in Game 5. I think no Kawhi. 220.5, 220s out there in the market. I like under some in the game tonight. I would stay away from the side. I think it's pretty fair there. And there's some question marks with Mitchell, but under kind of takes advantage of those question marks regarding Donovan Mitchell. So
I like it.
There.
Under on the total. Okay, so again, just to clarify, you are playing Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a bet in Game 7. Atlanta is a lean, if we could use that terminology. Oh, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Sure. Ten seconds. Can we just have a moment of silence for Mike Budenholzer?
Yes.
Finally playing like six players
yes.
in a playoff game that they are facing elimination. I think Brent Forbes had 7 minutes, so they played 6.25 players last night, and we should see the same again in Game 7. I like Milwaukee. They're going to get it done.
Okay, and Atlanta's a lean tonight, but you like the under in the Clippers-Jazz game. If the Bucks lose Game 7, should Budenholzer lose his job?
I'm not sure should's the right word. Will he? Probably. I think it's time to – that's like their last move they have. They've tried all the player moves. They traded their depth for Jrue Holiday. The last chance is to try to bring in another coach. And so I think it'll happen if they lose, yeah.
All right, last thing here. Last question because we have a minute. Okay. This thing in Dallas with – Mark Cuban, if we're to believe what we're being told, Mark Cuban apparently siding, I don't know if this is correct to say it this way, siding with Haralambos Vulgaris and having, you know, Donnie Nelson after 24 years leave as GM and Rick Carlisle bounce on his own with 2 years left on his contract. What do you make of that?
You mentioned the Milwaukee job. The rumor is that Carlisle, that might be his spot. And so maybe that's the reason there. But as far as everything else, man, I have no idea. I think that whole hit piece was kind of from the Donnie Nelson team seeing the writing on the wall, like their last shepherd to try to save his job. It didn't work. Cuban has, for all of us, his back. We'll see if it works. They got to build around Luka, man, one of our favorite players.
Yeah, how could you walk away on a young Luka? So you said Carlisle to Milwaukee, not Carlisle to Boston.
I think to Milwaukee's a possibility, especially if they lose.
Okay.
Yep.
Preston, love you. Appreciate it. Good luck with Betts TV. I think it's a great idea, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Preston Johnson, everybody, at Sports Cheetah. We'll come back. Todd Wishnev from his mom's cork attic in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Always fun. Next on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Baseball season is in full swing, so it's the perfect time to work on cashing tickets every day. Our VSiN experts give you all the tools to make the most of every baseball bet, including live odds and analysis for every game on VSiN.com/MLB and our daily members-only best bet emails. Now's the time to start your free trial and take advantage of all the betting opportunities this baseball season at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. By the way, 77th minute in the Euro 2020, Sweden with the PK. 1-0 over Slovakia. as this game winds down. PKs, the pass interference of soccer. Just a far more egregious penalty, far more of a game-shifting penalty than should be allowed in any sport. That's just my 2 cents on soccer. We'll see what Paul Carr thinks about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, from his mom's cork attic, somewhere in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's the great star of Showtime's docuseries, Action. And, of course, star of Wishnev Wednesdays back in the day here on A Numbers Game. It's Todd Wishnev, everybody. Good morning to you, Toddy.
Good morning, Gilly. Dr. Alexander, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I like that you dressed up for this. You have a button down on today. It's very sweet of you to do. Thank you.
No problem. Anything for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Toddy, you look great, by the way. You've been playing tennis. You losing weight?
Been playing some tennis. Yeah. I mean, still eating too much, too many calories, but, you know, slowly sliding down.
Okay. I just mentioned there was a PK in this Sweden-Slovakia game. Are you betting any Euro 2020? Anything?
Yeah, I've been messing around with a little bit of it. I was doing well until I bet the under a half in this game. So that's a loser, but I was doing well the last couple of days.
Oh, you bet an in-game under a half? You expected it to be nil-nil?
Well, I was going to see if I could survive for like 15 minutes and then bet the over and get a little juice.
Yeah. PKs are the death of in-game unders, or any under for that matter.
Yeah.
So is that, again, I always want to know when you're on. Your percentage of in-game bets versus pre-flop anything would be what at this point?
It's real high, you know, 85, 90%, even in baseball, where I usually have a little bit more pregame stuff. It's become higher and higher, especially now we really have a good feel for who's terrible in the bullpen, who's good in the bullpen. So it's easier to bet in games in baseball, in my opinion.
You keep looking over to your left while in between questions. Do you still have something in game on this match right
no,
now?
No, no. I was just seeing what was going on with it. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Just wanted you to be honest. You had a bet going. All right. So, have you been the victim of fewer bad beats than in baseball as the season has worn on?
I've had a real nice run the last couple weeks. I've had some bad beat winners. You know, some games that I had like team totals over like, say, 4.5 and they're up 4-2 going to the bottom of the ninth. So I have no chance to win. And then the other team ties it up 4-4, goes to extras and I win. So I've had a couple of nice ones of those. And I've just been on target here lately because I think I do like to target in-game overs, especially on team totals. And now that the runs are starting to heat up, maybe it's because the weather's better. Maybe it's because you can't grip the baseball. I don't know what the reason is, but the runs are starting to go up. And I think it's going to take the books a little while to adjust properly due to the fact that all the numbers that they're doing everything on are based on, you know, worse hitting conditions in the first 2.5 months of the year. And now we're going into good hitting conditions. So they may, you know, change it up, but they may not change it up fast enough. And they may not change it up fast enough in game, you know, so I just feel like there's opportunities to go against the Minnesota Twins bullpen every night. That's just a great situation. If you have any team that has any ability at all to hit, you want to go against that Minnesota Twins bullpen. So if you're in the bottom of the fourth inning, your team is on the road, they're going to bet 5 more times. The total is probably going to be 2.5 more runs from where we are now. Let's say they have 6 already, right? It's going to be 8.5, say, and you get to go against that Minnesota bullpen. By all means, over, baby. And there's a number of teams like that where you can just smash those overs and they'll just keep hitting. Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday, for example, I took the team total over with the San Francisco Giants, a team that can hit against a team with no bullpen. And when they're already down big, they're going to put their crappy bullpens in. That's what people have to remember. Atlanta Braves, another team, horrendous bullpen, right? If they're down 5-1, who do you think is going to pitch the top 6, top 7, top 8, top 9? The crap is going to pitch. That's who's going to pitch. And you're going to have a chance to get 2-3 more runs and cash easy winners.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up because what you said, first of all, I think is the biggest single point you can make about baseball. It's weather conditions are changing for the better for offense. We obviously have the crackdown on foreign substances added on to that. And you have, as Mark Borchert, who's our next guest, says with his baseball modeling, and I know how much you love modeling, Todd, he's got this whole thing where it's like the closer is one thing, and the top two middlemen are another, but then he calls something the underbelly of the bullpen. So let's go through the ones you just mentioned. Arizona, Minnesota, Atlanta. Is there another team that we should be aware of where they're just not specific players, but just the collective bullpen for you is like fade away?
I mean, in general, many of these underbelly of the bullpens are horrendous, but those are ones just that were coming to mind immediately. Colorado is another one. I'm just looking through these. Cincinnati is horrendous. Horrendous. They barely even have one or two decent guys. They're just an absolute joke, and they can hit. So you may just want to take the over in those games regardless. You don't even have to target the team total in that. Another team, LA Angels, that's another team. Toronto, oh my God, Charlie Montoya has absolutely no idea what he's doing with the bullpen, and he doesn't have anybody. When he's bringing in Tyler Chatwood to close the game, give me a break. Toronto, no. Baltimore, terrible. Terrible Baltimore.
Who are the only closers you can trust?
Kimbrel. I like Kimbrel. I think you can trust him. Chapman, sometimes he's a little scary.
He is scary.
I'm trying to think who else who I really like. There's not a lot. Brad Hand I like sometimes. You know, he's okay.
What do you think in San Francisco? Do you love that bullpen?
I don't like Jake McGee, that fat guy who comes in and gives up 2-run homers. I don't like that guy. He had no talent. I'm sorry, Jake. I'm a fat guy too. It's not very nice, but you gave up a 2-run homer that really killed me earlier in the year, so I'm still mad about it. But no, I don't love their bullpen. I don't love it, you know. Okay. I mean, who do you love?
It's a very short list. Kimbrel right now is without question the most reliable, right? Chapman terrifies me. Like, I had the Yankees the other night. I'm like, oh, here we go. Right, and sure enough, second and third, nobody out.
I survived that, too.
I survived.
Was at under seven, and it was 3-2.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, oh, my God, here we go again. Todd, we got to run. Anything pre-flop today? Anything at all?
You know, I haven't even looked at it.
Haven't even looked. Okay. Listen.
Oh, actually, I did bet one last night. I did look at it last night, and I saw that Paddock was going against Santaland for Cincinnati. So I had over 8, and now it's already up to 9. So I don't know if you want to take it now. But I did. I don't usually do too much of that overnight stuff, but I saw that, and I was like, I had to do it.
Okay. I know you wanted to talk about the NBA Most Improved Award odds and how it went to Julius Randle. So I apologize that we didn't get into that with you.
Oh, that was huge. I mean, everyone was talking about it. For months, people have been talking about the NBA Most Improved Player is the topic. Forget about Tom Brady.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Todd Wishnev, everybody, from his mom's cork attic somewhere in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Undisclosed location in the desert. Mark Borchard. Let's find out what he thinks about my Diamondbacks.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Turn a $1 wager on the Sixers or Hawks game tonight into $100 with BetMGM if either team hits a three, and I'm going to go ahead and say someone will. How about that? Just use bonus code VSIN100 when you sign up for the King of Sportsbooks and get ready for showtime. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com for more details, and make sure to use promo code VSIN100. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or West Virginia only. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. They're in added time now. 5 minutes of added time. Sweden 1, Slovakia 0. Again, there should be an investigation on added time. Just saying. It's Gil Alexander. Let's go to an undisclosed location somewhere in the desert, everybody. It's Mark Borchardt. How you doing, Mark? At Base Winners, where you can follow him. What up, Mark?
I'm doing good, Gil. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. I started the show today because we had a couple minutes there to kill before I talked to talk basketball with Preston Johnson, and I gave my two baseball picks of the day, and I just want to point out that one of them is on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I said, I'm gonna throw it out to Mark Borchardt, and I'm going to let the hate wash over me if he hates the pick. But I'm going with the Diamondbacks. Can we, and part of it is, yes, it's the Trevor Bauer thing with the foreign substance that he hasn't been pitching as well. That's not really what it's about. What it's about is these numbers that you talked about the last time you were on the show, and I think this is the first place that anybody has really heard the reasons for why the Diamondbacks. Now, no one could predict the Diamondbacks losing, you know, 20-some-odd games in a row. That is not something you could ever expect. But there is a quantifiable reason as to why that is happening based on home road splits. Was it WRC Plus you were talking about, Mark, last time?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we go through some of those numbers? Can you give the broad numbers about what that lineup does at home versus on the road?
Absolutely. It's so funny that you're going to go with the Diamondbacks because they're one of my two plays today. I like them because we kind of played the same thing with the White Sox the other day, but you played the team total over and I played the team, and that wasn't a good one. But
no.
I like the team total here, and over 3.5 is pretty tasty to me. And the reason that I like it is because of those home road splits, and just to kind of go down their default lineup. It's really amazing. If you look at, I'll just go down, Asdrubal Cabrera, 168 weighted runs created plus, Reddick, 160. I mean, these are high home weighted runs created plus numbers. These are really high numbers. Pavin Smith, 147, Marte, 144, Josh Rojas, 122, Peralta, 120, Escobar, 110. And I think the only guy that they're going to put in that's sub 100 is Ahmed at 77. But those are pretty gaudy numbers, actually. Not just good, like really good at home offensive numbers.
Yes, their record at home, as bad as they've been on the road, their record at home should actually be better based on that. And plus 175 for me as they play on the Diamondbacks. You're not playing the D-backs. You're saying plus 3.5. Excuse me. Three and a half.
It's over 3.5. I think minus 115 was the team total. It's really hard for me to get behind that bullpen. I was going to play it on the run line, and I'm like, I can see this bullpen just kind of melting down at the end. But, you know, Caleb Smith's been pretty good. He's a 64 percentile on the three metric chart, Gil. So, you know, you have that, and you got Trevor Bauer. And just to kind of go over his last four starts on the three metric charts from a percentile standpoint, he was a 10 percentile versus Houston, a 35 percentile versus St. Louis, a 68 percentile, which is above average versus Atlanta, and then a 48 percentile versus Texas. So three of the last four games, he has been a below average pitcher based on that three metric chart. So I think that's really encouraging for our bets.
Should I have played it first five instead of full to have avoided the bullpen? Should I have done that instead?
I don't know. I probably would have, but
you know what? I wonder if you have found this, and you and I have probably brought this up before. I find that, and I'm having a decent baseball season, right? It's a positive baseball season. Haven't played that many games. I think I'm like 17 and 12, and that's after going 0-2 the other night with a couple totals. And I shouldn't be doing totals because the sides have been working out great. But what I have found for me, and I've actually done the game logs on my bets. I've actually tracked these on the spreadsheet. And what I realize is that for me, and this is just me, and I'm wondering if you find this at all happening with you, is that sometimes it makes, like, this is a great game, right? Everything we're talking about, it seems to make more sense that I should play the first five as we talk through it. But when I logically come to the conclusion that I should play the first five instead of full game, I get burned more on that than anything else I do baseball betting. And so for me, and I don't know, maybe it's just me playing out a full game is still a far better way to go.
Yeah, you know, if you had the choice, all things being equal, just because of the juice situation.
Right, the straddle is different. That's right.
I mean, if you play the five innings over the longer term game, you're going to get worse odds, you know, long term. So it's just, I think you just got to take it case by case. In this case, it's like that bullpen is so bad. And, you know, the Dodgers bullpen is not that bad. If you look at kind of the underlying stats, I've got them seventh on the three metric chart, and I've got Arizona 29th, and I just couldn't do it. I was like, it was hard. I was like, okay, am I going to play the team total? Am I going to play the five? Am I going to play the full game? And I just decided to play because those offensive numbers are so good for Arizona, and Bauer has just been, been really average the last four games. So I'm thinking, well, gosh, I've got all these guys, 120 weighted runs created plus versus an average pitcher, and they're giving me a low 3.5 total. I'm going for that.
So you're going over 3.5 team total on the Diamondbacks. I'm going full game D-backs plus 175. By the way, Sweden beat Slovakia 1-0. That's a final now for anybody who had the under or Sweden in that one. You just mentioned about bad bullpens. I was just talking to Todd Wishnev, who in-game bets all the time, and he was talking about the worst bullpens for him, just anecdotally betting night after night. Arizona is obviously on the list. He mentioned Minnesota. He mentioned Atlanta. There's a whole bunch of them, and I talked to him about your underbelly. What are your worst underbelly bullpens by the numbers?
I'd have to pull that up, Gil. Hold on a second. Let me see if I have it real fast for you.
All right. I didn't mean to spring it on you. I'll tell you, so my other bet today, while you're looking that up, my other bet today that I gave out at the beginning of the show is on the Giants tonight. What other bets do you have?
I've got the Yankees, but to answer your underbelly bullpen question, I was able to pull that up fairly quickly.
Thank you.
This is kind of surprising. So we'll go 30 to 28. Colorado, I've got it at 130. They're the worst underbelly. And then I've got St. Louis at 128. And then this one was surprising. Houston at 120.
Mm.
And I'm a big Houston fan, but the underbelly of their bullpen, I don't have rated very good.
Okay.
And then the top underbellies, San Diego, Tampa Bay, and actually like the underbelly of Minnesota. So that's to answer your question.
So you and Todd would have a differing opinion on the Twins. That's interesting.
And you know, Minnesota's bullpen too. If you look at their three metric chart, they're kind of average. They're 15th on the three metric chart. Houston's 24th on overall on the three metric chart. So that's one of the. I love Houston. I've been actually blanket betting Houston. I'm tracking it on my podcast. I blanket bet against St. Louis 2 weeks ago, and now I'm blanket betting on Houston, and they've only lost one. I think they're 5-1 on that blanket bet, so that's really cool. But that bullpen is a problem for them.
I stepped on your other pick then. The Yankees, you're taking Jameson Taillon and the Yankees today?
Yeah, I'm going with the Yankees, and this is a play against the A's. The A's are the luckiest team in baseball by my expected standings. Metrics. And if you just think about that, their weighted runs created plus is 107, so 7% better than average, but their xFIP minus 104, so 4% worse, and they're fielding 6% worse. So you think they should be about league average, maybe just a little bit below. So 34 and 36 expected standings. They're 43 and 27. They should have lost 9 more games than they have. And I just think the price is right for this. I've got it priced at minus 157 on the walk. I've got it on the plate discipline chart. I got it priced at minus 139. I think I'm going to go with the Yankees here. I think it's a good play, Gil.
Okay. Is there a third, or we leave it at a two?
You know what? I'll just give you the one that missed the cut. And,
please.
And I was going to go a lay the wood parlay, kind of like we did last Friday with the Brewers and the Angels.
You won that one easily, didn't you?
What? Yeah, that was a good one. That was they won by a ton of runs. So I was going to go for it, but the thing is. That Colorado playing in Colorado is just still so tricky to me.
Yeah.
And I got burned playing the Padres a couple times this week. And I think that the burn is fresh. And so that I just decided to not play that game.
It was going to be a Milwaukee San Diego parlay. And you decided no,
it was going to be Milwaukee than the Angels. Cause Jose Urena is a 2 percentile pitcher. So, you know, that 2 percentile for him, and then Senzatella is a 9 percentile versus a 99 percentile. But I just couldn't get over that altitude. It's just hard. It's hard for me to know when to say when over there in Colorado, Gil.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think you and I have had the same philosophy this year with baseball. It's sort of like, the plays on the bubble, just not going to play them. Just going to only play the ones that I really like in the end. How many total plays have you made this year in baseball?
I've made about 15, Gil.
That's it.
That's it. Well, yeah, because I've got different models working, so people get a bunch of information from me. But as far as like, you know, nailing things down, I'm working so hard behind the scenes that I just don't want to like waste the emotional time. It's 3 hours a night on a play because I'll watch the whole game. So, but I'm 10-5. I'm up a couple units and I'll take that.
Okay. Base Winner podcast is available wherever podcasts are distributed. How often do you put those out, Mark?
It's bi-weekly, Gil. And the last one was really cool. If you guys want to know who the best at getting to a 2-1 count is, and then who the best is after they get to a 2-1 count, it's all there. And we got a chart that backs that up that you can download.
Man, love nerding out. Nerding out with Mark Borchardt, everybody, at Base Winner. Get his two plays for the day. He's on the Yankees. He's on the Diamondbacks over team total 3.5. I am on the Diamondbacks for the game at plus 175. And I am on the Giants at minus 129. You think that price is just about right, Mark? No play there?
Oh, gosh. I'd play the Phillies, Gil.
Oh, God. I knew I shouldn't have asked that. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Gil. Thanks a lot.
Mark Borchardt, everybody, at Base Winners, where you can follow him on Twitter, the podcast by the same name. Matt Eumanns from the course at Torrey Pines next. Get all his U.S. Open thoughts. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.